to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. He's here with our overview, the charts, stories, topics of the week, April 16th to the 20th in the focus here. Michael, let's go through the top 10 stories and then the people who have been the big buzz this week.
Yeah, the wheel keeps turning, and the conversation keeps churning on talk radio. This past week, we talked at number 10 about the death of Dick Clark, an American icon, passing. At number 9, the dead Taliban photos issue. At number 8, we have a tie between Iran nukes and Syria violence. Number 7, the Trayvon Martin case's developments. At number 6, North Korea military ambitions. At number 5, Ted Nugent's remarks. At number 4, the Secret Service and the GSA scandals. At number 3, the Buffett rule killed and the budget deficit. Number 2, the Obama oil industry regulations. And at number 1, the 2012 presidential race. The 10 most talked about people, number 10, Dick Clark. Number 9, Rick Santorum. George Zimmerman is at 8. Warren Buffett at 7. Ted Nugent at 6. Paul Ryan at 5. John Boehner at 4. Ann Romney at 3. Number 2 is Mitt Romney. And number 1, Barack Obama. That's it.
Isn't it interesting that George Zimmerman makes it at number 8? Trayvon Martin is not on the list, and yet everybody in the news media keeps, and the advocates as well, keeps referring to this as the Trayvon Martin case rather than the Trayvon Martin slash George Zimmerman case. Isn't it amazing how easily manipulated we are by things like the news media?
Yes, we are totally manipulated by the news media,
yeah.
Because the news media is where we draw our perception of reality. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what's real, what's not.
But we don't know what's real,
well,
because
sure.
They aren't telling the real story. They're telling a story from their bias, and for the most part, unless you once in a while, you know, maybe something on Reuters doesn't have a spin to it. I mean, when you go to, I think we talked about this a week or two ago, I don't know that we gave it enough time, the people that work in the newsroom on the television or radio station in Milwaukee who admitted to signing on to petitions to get the governor out of office. How do you do that and go public with it or even do it, period, given the fact that you are supposed to be reporting on the news? You're admitting your blatant bias with an act like that. No wonder people have no use for the news. There's no credibility in somebody that's that biased. We all have our biases. Is that the right word? Our biases. But if we're good at what we do, and this goes for, I guess, anything, you don't let your personal whatevers get in the way of what you're doing to make a living. But in this case, these people seem to be proud of their bias.
Yeah, we've reached a point in journalism where these rules that have been adhered to for decades, at least the last 100 years or so, as what, you know, constitutes good journalism, they seem to be thrown out of the window in the name of advocacy journalism, which really is nothing more than another word for propaganda.
Yep. That's what it is.
Journalism is propaganda.
Yep. And it's very disturbing. I don't know whether it might take you too seriously.
No.
There are a lot of people who take it very serious. This is very serious stuff. And
very serious. Sure, it's serious.
Yeah.
You should take it seriously. I certainly take it seriously because that's the business I'm in, is analyzing these things. And the reason that I'm in this business is because I take them seriously enough to have gone into this. Truth, justice.
And the American way.
The American way, you know. What is the American way?
Yeah. The American way is lost at the moment.
Yeah, that's
we are lost.
We certainly, you know, I don't know if there should be one way to live that's the American way, but there has to be an American ideal. There has to be a cultural cohesiveness. Otherwise, we're not a nation without any kind of principles, standards. We don't believe in anything. Then why be a nation?
Well,
why salute the flag and why fight for your country if, in fact, there isn't such a thing as an American way? So this is the stuff that we need to teach in school. We need to protect in our media without becoming so ideological and biased in the process. I mean, you could become biased in the process of being unbiased, and that's not good either.
Yeah.
None of this stuff is easy. It's philosophy, and it requires a lot of introspection and deep thought.
You are right about that. Talkers.com is featuring the story, actually a number of stories, that are focused on an event in New York, the first part of June, that you will sponsor, not unlike an event that you sponsored last year in October in Los Angeles, bringing together a lot of people who are important as business. You've been doing this for a long time. Every year we sort of get together and have a confab about where we are, and I wonder each year as we leave if we're even close to understanding how much we will change in the next year. We've changed and keep changing, and the evolution is good, but yet it makes people uncomfortable that, for example, I'm saying some people are uncomfortable that Ed Schultz is becoming as important. People that are left of center are now in focus with the people who are right of center on your, for example, if you go to talkers.com, you see the list of the heavy 100, the 100 supposedly most reportedly, I love that, most influential people who are in the talk radio game. And so you bring these this business to the surface through this website, and people start, oh, wow, I didn't know he was that big, and I didn't know he was that important. Wow, he's changed, and you see how things are in flux. I guess maybe that's what I'm talking about. Things are changing.
Things do change.
We keep talking about the same people, like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, but there are so many more people out there to listen to.
Well, yeah, and Beck has gone down this year,
yeah,
in the heavy 100. He was at number 3 or 4 last year. I don't, or tied. He was number 3 or 4. He went to number 9,
yeah,
and number 9 last year was Ed Schultz. He's up to number 4.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a passing parade,
yeah,
and you know, people like you and me who have an opportunity to have a career in the media dealing with popular culture, and who are fortunate enough to have been doing it for a long time. And you're following it on a day-to-day level. If you stop back and you look at the past, you look at the years that we've covered, wow, have there been changes,
yeah,
that we have watched unfold on a day-to-day level. When you're doing it day-to-day, you don't notice it as much. But when suddenly the days turn to weeks and the weeks to months, the months to years and the years to decades, and you're still following it, it's an extraordinary vista. It's like climbing a mountain. And when you get to the top, looking out, and you go, oh, my gosh, look at how far we've come. And look at how far we yet have to go.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how the roots are there, but you know, what's growing above the surface has changed. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we review the discussion topics and some of the other things that are ancillary to this wonderful world of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals, big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best a record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details. Over the past 25 years, awareness about childhood cancer has increased substantially, and it's little surprise that an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for families facing childhood cancer is currently celebrating its 25th anniversary. Through its years, the National Children's Cancer Society has established a legacy of providing financial, emotional, and educational assistance to children with cancer and their families. Amazingly, the NCCS has distributed over $54 million, with $3 million distributed in 2011, and helped more than 30,000 children with cancer. Since its beginning, NCCS has evolved with programs such as the Pediatric Oncology Program and Beyond the Cure. In the year 2011 alone, Beyond the Cure, a survivorship program designed to educate children and their families about the challenges they may face, has awarded $100,000 in college scholarships to 32 cancer survivors. For more information, visit www.thenccs.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. How do people who are doing what we do for a living come up with ideas? Where do the best, you have known the best talk radio people that ever existed. Because you're a handicapper of what goes on in talk radio, you, with your staff, pick the Talkers top 100. What do you know about how these people come up with the things they talk about?
Well, most people are followers in any field, so most of them just do what they think the other ones are doing, and the follow the leader factor plays a role. But the ones that are truly the great ones come up to it, one, from their own intuition. Two, they know how to connect the dots and find the angles on stories. The stories are obvious. Oftentimes they get ideas from their listeners. They get ideas from the callers, or they'll get ideas from someone who'll send them an email. And they talk to each other. They get involved in kind of inspirational chat sessions. They go to conferences. They read Talkers. I mean, we do provide tremendous information for the people in this business in terms of giving them ideas, give them ways to, I call it, connect the dots, give you an idea where things are going so that you can find your place in that, you know, that direction. Because, you know, funny thing is you want to be individual, but you also want to be part of the scene, because the scene is what makes people come to it. So there's no one answer to your question. It's a very human experience.
Yeah. Well, and that's it, the human side of it, the good stories, the things that have some kind of it isn't just about me, although people keep saying that. It's always about the listener. But yet guys like Limbaugh, he's the most successful. All he does is talk about himself.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it has to be about the listener. It has to be about something interesting. And if a talk show host is more interesting than the listeners, then the listeners want to hear about the host. If the host doesn't have as much going on in his or her life, then talk about the listeners. But there's no one rule. I don't buy into any one rule. Here's the formula, here's how you should.
Well, I think that there's the interesting comparative, maybe Sean Hannity and Rush. Sean, you know about his life, you know about his children and hockey and that stuff, but it isn't all about him. Limbaugh is saying things and talking about him and his ideas, but yet you don't know anything about his life, mm-hmm. listening to him. I was just thinking about that. You know a lot about Limbaugh and what he's thinking and trying to, you know, cause attention to come around to him, but what do you really know about him versus with Hannity? You know a lot about him, and I think that's the difference.
Well, yep, and you know, viva la difference.
Yes, exactly. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
If you're not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Michael Levine is here on the countdown. He runs LCO, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. Also is responsible for presenting the news in a fabulous way on the LBN eLert. Go to the LBNeLert.com and see what is going on in the world. All kinds of things that Michael and his staff report on, from the hard news to the things going on in the entertainment business. And certainly we would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking from the PR point of view about what a brilliant PR person Dick Clark was. His life, how he did, he was the master of promoting himself and his projects, was he not?
He was, and I think when you say master, the thing that I can tell you about Dick Clark is that he had a relentless drive almost like no one I've ever seen. So if you think that Dick Clark on New Year's Eve would get up at, you know, noon and go for a nice leisurely walk and then go get ready for New Year's Eve, you're nuts. This guy was up at 4 in the morning doing interviews. He was the most relentless promoter. Just burning, maniacal rage of drive that kept him, he'd work harder than anybody I know.
Yep. Yeah, I remember meeting him in a studio in New York at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he had just flown in on the red eye to tape 5 days of the pyramid or something, and he went over to the studio to be on the radio program to plug whatever the heck it was that he was doing. He loved to do that, and one wonders if at the end of the day it didn't take a toll on him to a certain extent.
Well, he lived to 82, so he did pretty well.
Yeah, well, it would have been better if he lived to be 92.
Okay.
We wish that for everybody. So in terms of what nuggets do you have about him? Because you knew him for a long time.
I did. I knew him about 20 years. First, I mean, the number one thing that I want people to know, not only about Dick Clark, but about their own lives, is so much of success is a product of nothing more than unbelievable hard work.
Yeah.
Doug, I know your schedule. I know you are a tireless worker. I mean, success is not an accident, overwhelmingly. It is that of great talent combined with unspeakable dedication. I'm not talking about a 40-hour week or a 50-hour week or even a 60-hour week. Great success is born of 90-hour weeks day in, day out, week in, week out. And that's what I think Dick Clark has taught our younger friends, that you gotta want it bad and you gotta be willing to pay the price.
Yep, and so many people are not. There's the entitlement, and so maybe it leads us to those who want to work get further and do better than those who think, oh, you know what, I don't want to work that. I'm entitled to this. And the problem is that, and I don't want to get off on the political thing here, that those who don't care to oftentimes take advantage of those who do, and it's a lousy system that allows that to happen. At any rate, let's talk about Charlie Sheen. You've been interviewed. The New York Post carried some comments from you on Charlie Sheen's new television program. There's already some controversy around it. Who knows? I mean, he's going to do some great things because he's good at what he does, even if he has been sidetracked here or there, right? He will always get attention.
Yes, he will. He will always get attention. But the question is whether he'll be alive to see it, because he has a tremendously self-destructive side that we have witnessed over the years. And, you know, one day your luck runs out. If you don't believe me, just ask Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
You know, when a person's talent is greater than their self-destruction, they tend to be successful. But when the self-destruction is greater than the talent, they tend to destroy. And we'll have to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Well, you have advice for him? You're always going to give him advice.
There's no advice worth anything more than a warm bowl of spit if you don't think you have a problem. Mm. You know, human beings are funny creatures, Doug. You know, they solve 0% of the problems they don't think they have. And the single most important aspect to solving a problem is to recognize you have it.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's spend a minute talking about two agencies, the Secret Service and the GSA, both arms of the government. You're a PR expert. How do you solve or how do you address the problem? How does the public get turned around back in your favor?
Well, I think we better acknowledge that when these scandals happen, not only are they scandals against a particular agency, but they bring into focus why Americans have absolutely no trust in giving government more money. The reason that Americans are cynical about government and government spending is for very good reason, because they see it wasted all the time. And it doesn't seem to most Americans like when somebody's caught that there is often a real significant price to pay.
Right, there
isn't. Yesterday,
yeah.
One Secret Service guy is retiring, I'm sure on a big government pension. So it's very, very dispiriting.
Yeah, well, they're protected. We allow them to be protected. We've gone to sleep, and so whatever we are getting is what we deserve because,
exactly,
as you suggested
exactly
a little bit earlier, life takes work. And being
a
free person,
work.
you got to work at it. And
right,
a lot of people just don't want to, so they give over and give up, and what you have is what you see all around you. Michael, it's always great to have your expertise on this. Michael Levine from LCO Online. Good to have you on the countdown.
Thank you, buddy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Doug Steffen back with the continuation of this hour of the Talk Radio Review, discussion of the hot hits, what's going on in talk radio and talk television. So we have now to go back into this discussion of the Secret Service sex scandal. Peter Tilden on his radio program. Here he talks to former White House Communications Director Richard Barnett about his experience with the Secret Service.
Richard Barnett is joining us. Richard, I understand you were a communication director for a president. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was a presidential communications officer for Richard Nixon, 1970 through 1974.
And you had to travel with the Secret Service, work with those guys?
Yes. I was a member of what was called the White House Communications Agency that works closely, hand in hand, with the political advanced people and also the Secret Service. We provided all the communication support for the president, for the Secret Service, for the White House Press Corps, and a cast of thousands, you know, with the president all over the world.
I can only imagine what your take is on this. So up to 20, the latest news is, up to 21 women were brought to a Colombian hotel in Cartagena, and they have now 11 agents involved, some military involved, and it started out, they were talking about these women were $47 a night, which times 21 women is $987, which is still, that's not a lot of money when you see what the GSA is throwing around. But here, guys, and I said it jokingly before, but not so much. These guys are filled with testosterone. They got guns, earpieces. They are supposed to throw themselves in front of a bullet for the president. There's a lot of testosterone surging around there. So here they are in a country where prostitution is legal. Does this seem like something that's gone on, or do you expect that it has gone on, or did you see it go on?
I'm appalled by this story and by their behavior. I was in the presence. First of all, whenever you go on a trip, there is a so-called advanced team. That's a small group of people that go out to the intended destination, and they develop an itinerary for the president. Then, once that's been developed, the trip is scheduled, and a group of 30 communications personnel, a team of Secret Service people and then political advance people go out and set things up in advance. It varies. I was on a trip to Russia. We went out 30 days in advance. But a trip like this with technology and satellite communications, they apparently go out about a week ahead of time. And they get everything straightened out, lined up, so to speak, and then there's some dead time. However, I never, ever saw anything that that came anywhere close to this. They were all, as we used to say when I was in Vietnam, straight arrows. These were the, these men were the cream of the crop. Morally, you know, they were just, they were all handsome. They were all educated. They all had top secret clearances. They had a lot to lose. And their first and foremost objective was to
protect the president.
Protect the president. So I'm appalled by this.
Are you appalled by it? 800-510-8255. Some of your calls coming up as the line begins to lengthen here on the countdown. 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us. Go to the listen box if you care to at DougStephan.com. Find the stories, and you can also find out how to reach us by commenting on Twitter and Facebook. 800-510-TALK. Okay, here is host Sue Henry talking to Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania about the amount of attention being focused on another scandal, the GSA scandal.
You actually have been widely quoted about something they said at this hearing, which is you were glad that things that happen in Las Vegas don't stay there. What is the, why is there so much attention on this right now? I mean, the world has a lot of different things that are going on. There are misspendings everywhere. Why has this captured the attention of Congress in such a dramatic way?
Well, I think this is more of an indicator of the recklessness that takes place inside this beltway. And when we talk about that, people say, geez, you guys are concerned. It's only $820,000 that they spent. And that's the problem. Those of us who came from the private sector, we don't misspend one penny of money. But when you start wasting $823,000 of taxpayer money, somebody better be alert, and somebody better be taking a look at it. And so while people say, well, this is just one of many things, I'm telling you, that's the problem. That's the problem. And if we don't get more people from the private sector, people that understand how hard it is to make a dollar, and that you always measure twice and spend once, we're not going to see a change in Washington. So whenever I came to Washington, I didn't come from Pennsylvania to become part of the Washington culture. I came to Washington to make sure that Washington understands that there's another culture outside the Beltway that does hold you accountable and does say you're responsible for everything that you do, and you are the custodian and the steward of the taxpayers' money. Better spend it the right way. So I think what we're doing is what we're supposed to be doing. We're watchdogs. Part of the oversight is to really take a good long look at how taxpayer money is being spent. And we look at people that we've asked them to tighten their belts. We've asked them, hey, you're going to have to feel the pain a little bit more. And then you come down here and you find out these people don't have a clue about what it means to tighten your belt. And you know what? When you're spending somebody else's money, that's a very easy thing to do. And when you're not held accountable for wrongdoing, you continue to do it. And that's why we're weighing in on this heavily. And what I'm afraid of, so I got to tell you, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is a culture in this time that says you can spend anything you want, anytime you want it. We're borrowing 42 cents on every dollar we spend right now. But you know what? Hey, keep on doing it. You know, this merry-go-round is going to continue on spinning. It's not. And the reason we came here was to stop the way this town does business and start doing it the way it's done back home, of watching every penny that we spend.
You know, there's a guy who, I don't know him, have not heard of Congressman Mike Kelly before, but those of you in Pennsylvania in his district ought to be happy, based on what he said there, that you have him as your rep. He's hit the nail on the head. He has told you what the problem is. Tip of the iceberg, you all know, you hear me drone on incessantly about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It makes a mockery, a joke, out of those people who are asking those who are wealthier to pay more in taxes. In fact, it makes a joke out of the tax system. It makes a joke out of the government because of the difference between the way businesses have to operate and the way these people
continue to operate in the face of the overwhelming hole that has been dug thanks to the overspending, overzealousness of the government to be involved in everything that you do. It ought to be condemned by every thinking American. Really. 800-510-8255. That's my take on it. Secret Service says three employees are leaving over the Columbia scandal. Is that enough? They're trying to quell the furor over the scandal in Congress and in the country. Secret Service agents leaving. Two supervisors implicated in the prostitution scandal. The investigation continues. Is this part of the culture? Is that congressman suggested? They spend and spend the GSA. By the way, this is, well, I can go off on my own horse here, my own happy, unhappy horse, forever and ever. What are you doing about this in your own local community? What kind of waste, fraud, and abuse is there of your town or city, whatever the government is in your town? Are they watching the pennies? Or do they have lots of unnecessary employees doing lots of unnecessary things? What do you think? Have you investigated there? That's where it begins. Jeff listens in Elmira, New York, to the countdown. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've lived around the country in a lot of communities. The politicians and the developers and that, they just line their pockets and make the laws for themselves. But the Secret Service, they not only put the president and a lot of people in danger, they put the whole United States people, and we have nuclear weapons and our military and our weaponry and our security and stuff like that, our militaries and put us in jeopardy like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a point. You're right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. I actually smirked, I think, when I heard a speech for the president of Ohio saying he spent the last 3 years cleaning up the mess the Republicans have made. Really, Mr. President? The Democrats don't do any of this stuff that we're talking about here. The GSA scandal just happened when Bush was president. This thing has been like this forever. Bush probably didn't help it any because of the sycophants that were around him. But you think it's the mess the Republicans have? How dare you? 800-510-8255. Like the Democrats are all clean. The political system is sick. Both sides are at fault. What are you doing about fixing it up? Imagine a country that didn't have corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse, in which you could actually pay and feel good about paying whatever taxes you had to pay. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ProQuest vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
If you saw the movie Black Hawk Down, you know what happened on that mission gone bad in Mogadishu. 18 of our heroic soldiers were killed, and more than 70 others injured. One of those hurt was then Navy SEAL Howard Wasden.
I sustained 3 gunshot wounds, and I was in incredible pain for years.
No more, though. For many service-related back and neck conditions, the military is increasingly following the lead of civilians by turning to chiropractors for their treatment. Says Wasden.
Years after my injury, a fellow officer referred me to her chiropractor. After 3 adjustments, not only was I able to sleep through the night without any neck pain, I was able to walk without a limp. I can't tell you how incredible that felt.
And how's this for a neat twist? In addition to writing a new best-selling book titled SEAL Team 6, Wasden is now, yes, a chiropractor. To learn more, visit yestochiropractic.com. That's yes, the number 2, chiropractic.com.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
800-510-8255. Scandal situations. Couple of good ones cooking. Here's Haley in Washington with a focus on the GSA.
I'm a veteran, and I'm looking at the amount that you spent. You said $3,800. And I look at what I make a month, and this is literally every month. As a permanently disabled veteran who is unemployable, I get a very nice pension. I won't say the exact amount, but roughly with all of the disability that I acquire every month, I make roughly $3,700 to $3,800 a month. It is just me. I have no children. I have no spouse. And I have a hard time making it. So when I look at them wasting that vast amount of money, and I know that, well, I'm getting shoddy health care at the VA. They're losing our records. What if they had more money? Because that's the complaint they always have when I say, well, why don't we have better doctors and nurses, and why don't we have better treatment? Why don't we have dental coverage? As a 100% unemployable veteran, I should at least have dental coverage, but I don't. And so when I see them going through all of this waste, if you think about that amount, almost $1 million per organization in Washington, because they're all wasting at that expense. There's an article a few weeks ago, I believe, about some trips that the Obamas had taken that were put on the taxpayer dollars, and that disturbed me. But Then I look at the same thing that's happening in the Republican Party. And as a Republican, it offends me because they're representing me, supposedly, and my views of America. But how are they representing me when I would never spend that wastefully?
Yep. You're so right, Haley. And that is, I think, a pretty good reflection of not only my point of view, but many people who are listening right now. Christopher in Florida, more on the GSA spending scandal.
I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. This is a culture in Washington that believes they can take individuals' money. It doesn't matter if you make $10,000 a year or $1 million a year, and use it however they want, give it to whoever they want to empower, and then come up with ideas like, okay, well, you only make $10,000 a year, so we'll give you something back. And then say to somebody who makes $1 million a year, well, you make $1 million a year, so you should pay more in taxes. And that's not fair. If you go to church, if you go to a Christian church, and a lot of people believe that you have to give 10% of your income to the church. If you make $1 million, you only have to give 10%. If you make $10,000, you only have to give 10%. That's fair. This culture is not fair. You cannot take money out of a millionaire and say, okay, you make a lot of money, so you have to give money back to a poor person.
This is not a fair system in this country.
Yeah, and the people who are there want to make it more unfair. It's pretty deceitful, actually, when you get right down to the bottom line. So lots of food for thought when it comes to this sort of thing. Big story this week. As the week develops, the life and legacy of Dick Clark will be much in focus. He has passed away at the age of 82, and more on that coming up here on The Countdown.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And in that position, each week, he comes on board to sort of help us with these stories and the legal ramifications of two or three, depending on our time. Certainly, the GSA scandal is something that has legs. The Secret Service sex scandal, I don't know. What do you do about that? These guys, one of the Secret Service agents who was fired says he's going to sue. I mean, how does that work in the real world, Steve?
It isn't going to work. Because, you know, frankly, okay, then when the prostitution is legal where they were, but that has nothing to do with their regulations in regard to the security of having people in these rooms when they were not approved. They're done. The idea of suing is just going to be a worthless effort.
Yeah, and under the circumstances, then what about a class action lawsuit against the government, the GSA, spending money, wasting money? How many taxpayers does it take to fund these million-dollar jaunts here and there? How many people work hard all year long to pay their taxes, and these people fritter it away? And the more is the class action, you go to the polls and vote the people out, or do we actually sue the government for misappropriation?
You know, there used to be a theory in the law. Technically, it's still on the books, although I can't remember the last time it was used. It's a writ of mandamus, mm-hmm. and it's to compel, citizens can compel governmental figures to do what they are supposed to do. Suppose this is the kind of thing that could be used to actually bring it into court. I would even wonder, though, if there's some criminal actions involved here, because the waste and lying about it is at a level where I just think the Attorney General should do more than just fire people.
Well, the Attorney General in this administration is out to lunch for the most part. Yeah,
and we're paying for the lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Right, the lunch is on us.
Yeah.
All right, Ted Nugent, number five this week on the countdown. Nugent being Nugent.
Yeah.
And so we're back to the Secret Service. Can they hold him responsible? Could have, you know, any threat against the president is not only you get arrested, you get prosecuted, yada, yada. And so he met with the Secret Service. Good luck to them on that one. But what are the legal, what can you say and not say about the president or the office?
You know, the thing is, they have to be credible threats. It's just, it's like, as far as any kind of free speech, advocating violence, if there isn't an imminent threat of that violence, then you are allowed. It is within free speech. I think when we're talking about Ted Nugent is a musician, a bit of a whack job, a bit of a nut, but he's known as that. He certainly has had no criminal allegations ever against him. And when he's making these overstatements at a meeting, I think it was even of the NRA, there was nothing that was really intended as a credible threat. Okay, to have the Secret Service meet with him and talk with him, fine. To do anything more than that is just a waste of taxpayers' money.
All right, so let's move on. Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. I heard somebody talking about his, what do they call it when you have gold teeth?
Oh, the grill?
The grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so what does that make? Somebody's got a grill automatically. You're a bad guy because you're wearing a grill?
Unfortunately, it is, again, part of a stereotype that perhaps Zimmerman may have used in his mind. You know, here again, the media hasn't exactly covered itself in glory. They made Zimmerman sound like he was a racist when they when one of the networks edited the cell phone in which he responded, is this a white, a black, or a Hispanic, and he responds, he's black. It wasn't something that Zimmerman brought out immediately. So I've got a great mistrust of some of the information that we've received. The one thing I think there's a very good chance that Zimmerman will get bail. He has been cooperating with the police. He's been talking with them every day. You know, it's the case. Frankly, the thing that sticks out in my mind the most is that the prosecutor, an experienced prosecutor, is going for a second-degree murder, which is much more difficult to prove than manslaughter.
Is that on purpose?
I don't know. I wish I knew more about it, but it just is a startling revelation. Is it something that they're looking to lose, but say we made the effort?
Right,
or
right.
Is it something that she feels, hey, I really, with the information I have a strong case that can bring this down, and it is appropriate?
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for The Countdown, and also the author of Scamicide.com, a great website where you can help yourself to information about scams to avoid. Scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on The Countdown. Cardio.